Merry Christmas. Christmas is not just a date on the calendar. It is the celebration of the event that set heaven to singing. The event that gave the stars and the night sky bright new brilliance. The Hebrew prophets believed that God had made the world. And all through the centuries, they seem to have been saying, "How I wish that God would become personal." And all through those centuries, God gave them the assurance that someday he would do just that.
This is precisely what he did that first Christmas night. He became personal in Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. At a specific time and at a specific place, a specific person was born, and that person was God, the very God, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful and glorious hope we have because of that first Christmas.
Christmas is Jesus.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
unto us, abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel, long before Jesus came to the earth, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that he would come.
Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
Christmas
is
Jesus.
God with us. By God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
But when she saw him, She was troubled at his saying and considered what matter of greeting this was.
And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
One of the greatest demonstrations of faith in all the Bible was Mary's answer to the angel, accepting God's will for her life, no matter the cost. Are you willing to be obedient to God, no matter the cost?
This Christmas, can you say there is room in your heart for Jesus?
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Cyrenius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
And so it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
We can only imagine what life was like for Mary and Joseph so long ago. A census, a journey. No room for the young woman who was about to give birth to God in the flesh. There were shepherds. There were angels.
There was a world in darkness, not aware that in a remote area, light in the form of a small baby, that light, our light, has come to the world to bring salvation. And today, our world is still in darkness. Yet, Jesus did and does bring the light.
Christmas is Jesus, the light of the world.
Thank you.
Sometimes in the rush of the Christmas activity, we forget that the most wondrous part of Christmas is the fact that in the person of Jesus Christ, God Himself became flesh in order to save us from our sins. This is the crux and the core of the Christian message.
It was God's love that sent Jesus. Jesus showed His love for us by being obedient to death on the cross.
Christmas is Jesus, God's love made known to us.
Thank you. a stable, just simply a stable, a manger, a feeding trough, in the midst of a crowded, crowded Bethlehem. And the shepherds found babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he was lying in a manger. I told you at the beginning of the service, we're all taking the journey this morning, and it's not an easy journey. The road to Bethlehem was a hard road for Mary and Joseph. It was not just a pleasant ride on a donkey. The lady's 9 months pregnant. How many would you ladies like to ride on a donkey for being 9 months pregnant? They were in danger of being taken by robbers and thieves. It's a wonder they ever made it to Bethlehem. But you see, God already promised they would. God already said, that's where my boy is going to be born. So what would you do to play the child's game? What would you do if you came to the manger and you found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger? What would you do? Or would you even go and make the trip? Some of our people say, well, we'll let the preacher go. He's paid to do it. He's the one that he can go to the manger. Others say, you know, I've got too much to do. I'm too busy today. I've got all this I've got to get done. I've got to get the kids here. I've got to get my mother here. I've got to get my dad. I've got to get. I just can't make it today to the manger, Lord, but I'll make it someday. About 98% of the world are saying that right now. There is no room in this world for Jesus, at least in the world we live. He's been pushed out of everywhere we could possibly be, and all of us have sat by and let it happen. So what do? Send the preacher? Send the deacons? Stop your busy, hectic schedule and worship? Or finally fall on your face and say, God, help me. I hope this Christmas, God left heaven, folks. You and I ought to fall on our face and say, God, help me. The greatest gift that you and I can give to Jesus Christ this Christmas season is ourselves. Remember the little girl? She tucked on the deacon and the offering, the usher's coat while he was taking the offering. And she wasn't but about 4 or 5 years old. And she asked him to put the offering plate on the floor. He didn't really understand what. The man just set the offering plate down in the aisle. And the little girl just hopped in. Said, I can give myself. Thou didst leave thy throne, thy kingly crown. And he came to earth, and he died, and he took every sin you would ever commit, and it nailed to a cross. And that cross is empty, folks. There's no Jesus on the cross anymore. The tomb is empty. Empty. The stone rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but so that you and I can look in and see he is not here, he is risen. So you see the manger, the cross, and the tomb are the gospel. This morning, I'm going to want you just to sit where you are in a time of prayer as the choir sings. And as they sing and they talk about the fact that Jesus left heaven once again to become man, would you think in your heart and would you commit to the Lord Jesus this morning just to say, God, help me. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. I'm no better as your pastor than any of you in this congregation. I am one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. But folks, we, and I'm talking about evangelical churches nationwide, have got to change their strategy. And I believe the strategy is get on our face before God and say, God, we've tried to do this ourselves for too long. It's time we do it your way, Bible way. And we're coming this morning in an act of recommitment because we're coming to the manger. So this becomes an altar of prayer. Your pew becomes an altar of prayer. And as everybody in this house is in prayer, if you sense the need in your heart, you need to get up and come and pray right here as the choir sings, you come ahead. Matthew and I will be here. If we can help you or pray with you, we will be more than happy and blessed to be able to do so. But folks, we got to make a response. I've got to make a response today. We've just been to the manger. These folks have led us to the manger, to Bethlehem. Now, what are we going to do with it? Oh, Merry Christmas. It's just real sweet. That's so nice to see Jesus in a little manger. That looks so cute. He's more than a cute baby. It's a stuffy, smelly, dirty, yucky place. But it's the throne room of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So what are we going to do? Let's pray. The choir will sing. And you come as God would lead you right now. Whatever you need to do as you're praying, get up out of your seat and come. This Christmas season, what will you bring to Jesus? What will you give to Jesus Christ this Christmas? Will it be your life? Or just simply the hustle and bustle of what we go through every year? Lord, just thank you for allowing us to come into Bethlehem today to experience the advent of Jesus Christ and to see in our hearts what we've once again been taken to by this choir. And now, Lord Jesus, we can never be in the presence of God and leave the way we came. It just don't happen that way. And so, Lord, as we walk out of these buildings today, and as we go about the rest of our activities throughout this week, as we move to Christmas and remember, happy birthday, Jesus, and think about the very fact of what it's all about once again, Lord, we thank you for just letting us come to the manger today to see that little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and realize, Lord Jesus, that as dirty and smelly and as yucky as that manger was, it is the throne room of the Savior of the world. Wow. To him be glory forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.